Disc 2.
Surprisingly little of the universe is visible to us when we incline our heads to the sky. Only about 6,000 stars are visible to the naked eye from Earth, and only about 2,000 can be seen from any one spot. With binoculars, the number of stars you can see from a single location rises to about 50,000. And with a small 2-inch telescope, it leaps to 300,000. With a 16-inch telescope, such as Evans uses, you begin to count not in stars, but in galaxies. From his deck, Evans supposes he can see between 50,000 and 100,000 galaxies, each containing tens of billions of stars. These are, of course, respectable numbers, but even with so much to take in, supernovae are extremely rare. A star can burn for billions of years, but it dies just once, and quickly, and only a few dying stars explode. Most expire quietly, like a campfire at dawn. In a typical galaxy, consisting of 100 billion stars, a supernova will occur on average once every 200 or 300 years. Finding a supernova, therefore, was a little bit like standing on the observation platform of the Empire State Building with a telescope and searching windows around Manhattan in the hope of finding, let us say, someone lighting a 21st birthday cake. So when a hopeful and soft-spoken minister got in touch to ask if they had any usable field charts for hunting supernovae, the astronomical community thought he was out of his mind. At the time, Evans had a 10-inch telescope, a very respectable size for amateur stargazing, but hardly the sort of thing with which to do serious cosmology, and he was proposing to find one of the universe's rarer phenomena. In the whole of astronomical history before Evans started looking in 1980, fewer than 60 supernovae had been found. At the time I visited him, in August of 2001, he had just recorded his 34th visual discovery. A 35th followed 3 months later, and a 36th in early 2003.